Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The song that turned a punk rock band into a pop sensation. The song was supposed to be called Stand By Me, but, well, because of the classic Stand By Me, they changed the name to Train In Vain, which made no sense at all. It's The Clash, and then we rock the Casbah, and should I stay or should I go, and all that kind of stuff. Once they got on mainstream radio, they weren't a punk band anymore. Hey, speaking of 80s, 80s, 90s, aughts weekend coming up. Memorial Day weekend is this weekend already. We're going to celebrate the best way we can, summer 2020, with an all 80s and 90s weekend. Wow. Starts Friday at 5. Or make that 3. Yeah, starts Friday at 3. Let's talk about it as the week goes on. How was your weekend? Was it another confused weekend, another pandemic weekend? The weather ended out to be nicer than the weather guy often says. I don't know why. But so we survived the weekend. It wasn't a washout. It was quite nice. Got some outdoor activity in. Did some resting and relaxing. Did some recording in my studio. It was all good. And I read an article first thing this morning that says, you know what's good during this pandemic? Radio. I couldn't believe it. Somebody actually gave us credit. Live local radio in small town America, in medium-sized city America, and of course, in big market. But here in Central PA, we actually got hats off. That radio is always here for you. Your local hometown radio station always has entertainment and always has the information you need. And I got thinking, you know, that's part of my job. Remember Friday when we had to announce that all the food distribution times were changing? The locations were the same, but the times were changing and we broke it first here. And we're talking about what counties are going yellow, when it's going to happen, that kind of thing. Where do you get that information first? Right here. On the radio. You know, and it's that kind of thing that when I read that, I think, you know what, Tom? Your job's okay. Over 40 years, you've been doing this. Some days, you just feel like nobody's listening, nobody cares. And then other days, you realize, wait a minute. This is very important, what we're doing. So hats off to that article that was sent and read by me. It kind of pumped up my spirit, and here I am, Monday, ready to do another week. We got a little radio montage coming up for you in just a bit, just to get you in the mood. Stay with us, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, again this week from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in a dimly lit studio in Sunbury, Laura at home in Elysburg, and she'll be coming up in just a bit. And we thank you for making it happen for us. Radio.
I love the radio. It's so random.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Radio and a big beat.
I was raised on radio.
Begin the day with a friendly voice. A companion unobtrusive.
Radio. Building on the radio. All we hear is Radio Clash.
On your way.
Radio.
When I'm driving, I got a guy on the radio who talks to me.
94KX, we don't talk anymore. That is the beginning of the end, my friend. Keep communication lines open. As soon as the talk stops, the end begins. That was said to me a long time ago, and I have found it to be true throughout life. News is coming up next. Mark will do that talk. He'll do the news. Rob Center all excited that NASCAR started yesterday. I actually watched the race. I thought it was so spooky, weird, but cool at the same time. Does that make sense? NASCAR racing at a super speedway with no fans. It was kind of weird. And even when there was the winner, which was Kevin Harvick in a nice powder blue Ford Mustang. Anyway, Harvick like gets on top of the car and puts his arms up in the air. Like, nobody cheering. It was just, he still did the donuts on the track. It was odd, but at the same time, it was a sign that things are coming back. Really cool. AccuWeather says not a bad day today. Sun and clouds. Not a bad day tomorrow. Not a bad day on Wednesday. Let's make this a good week this week. We're slowly coming back. Counties are turning yellow. Things are trying to return to the new normal. And some of it is funny. An executive in New York's Nassau County had to make a speech about tennis courts opening up over the weekend. And it shortly became not so much about the tennis as it was about the balls.
Got some good news to announce today. Singles only, no doubles. Only every other court, you have to have a court between players. Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Wait, what?
I'm going to blush, sorry.
You should.
Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X and put someone's initials on.
All right, just stop. Just stop. The helicopter got loud enough. It was probably a news helicopter with somebody yelling down, just stop. All right? Some things, like you try to make it official news, and it's just too funny. 94KX, the club is jumping. Not really. They've been closed for 10 weeks. But anyway, Destiny's Child with Tom and Laura in the morning. Speaking of clubs, some of them are opening. Some local bars are opening, but not in Pennsylvania. We're still kind of waiting. So as we watch the rest of the country go yellow and slowly go green, we see some of the stupidity from time to time. A nurse, please. In Wisconsin, was interviewed at a bar on the local news, and she wasn't wearing a mask. And she said some things she shouldn't have said.
I have a toddler at home, and I'm a full-time nurse, so it's been very stressful and hard to not be able to go out and be with my friends and family at the bar.
Sure.
I don't think that the risk presents any higher than me going to a grocery store.
Wait, what?
We've also been working with, doing a lot of education, actually, with our team members for what they can do to be safe once they leave our hospital walls. And certainly we'll be following up with individual nurses as needed.
I'm sure she did. She later apologized for not wearing a mask on local television while sitting at a bar. Come on, people. I know we're all a little stressed and we want to get on with life, but please don't let stupidity into the mix. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next to check on sports. A check on AccuWeather as well. A check on Laura to see if she's home. Ding dong!
Hello, who's
there? You ringing my doorbell? I wish you are.
Yeah, I wish I was too. Week 8 of Tom and Laura in separation, but we do what we have to do. And it's been met with positive feedback, which is really cool.
Yeah, it honestly hasn't been too bad, although I miss your beautiful face.
Thank you. I miss yours too. But
I also be able missing to talk to the listeners because I cannot access the Ford Fun Line from my house.
Exactly. So there are some things that are a little different, and there are some things that are different for a good reason, and there are some things that are different, like shucks, that kind of thing. But what we are doing is being met positive. People love local radio, which they always have, but they're enjoying it in this pandemic. And I had a woman pull up to me as I was walking across a parking lot in Sunbury on Saturday morning. She rolled down the window real quick. And she pulled her mask down a little bit and said, "Love listening to you guys. Can't wait till Laura's back in the studio."
Aw, that's so nice.
I pulled my mask down and I said, "It really is me. You got the right guy." You know, and we were a good 10 feet apart. She was in her car and I'm standing in the middle of a parking lot. And I said, maybe in the next couple of weeks, we'll straighten it all out as we go yellow and then on to green. And she said, "Anyway, keep up the good work," and pulled away. And I was like,
"Well, that was sweet.
You like hearing the good stuff." And then I read an article early this morning that says one of the media winners in this pandemic is small town local radio. And I was like, yeah, because people, when they don't know if they should trust the TV news, when they don't know if they should trust what they're reading, they always turn on the local radio station that they trust. And it made me feel so good. I was like, that's why we're here, Laura. That's why we're
here. That's exactly why we're here. Could not have said it better myself.
Yep, so I'm feeling really good about that. And I'm also feeling really good about what we're doing to honor the class of 2020 because those poor kids can't walk across the stage. Some of them are trying to arrange something for August, but right now is the time where, remember when you were 18, you had senioritis? You know,
I also remember all the graduation parties.
Yeah, and the proms and all that.
Yes.
And it's like
just senior skip day, just stuff that they're missing out on. And I feel so bad for any senior this year.
So we're making it good through our radio station Facebook pages. And big thanks to all of our sponsors for making it happen. We'll talk about that coming up. But I got to tell you, you know what? I miss intern Nick.
Oh, I was just thinking about intern Nick the other day.
I mean, look at his boxes over here. It's way over here. His headphones.
I know. His headphones. I made him that little sign for on his box.
It says intern Nick's box, and there's his headphones. And I think he still has a couple of stale protein bars in there.
And or Quaker.
Yeah, those things.
Oatmeal chocolate chip bars.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Or a random Rice Krispie treat.
Uh-huh. I'm like, poor intern Nick is graduating without graduating. He's working in radio without working in radio. I mean, times have changed, no doubt about it.
I think, though, we will see intern Nick again. I have confidence.
Me too. He will be back. Intern Nick will be back. Mark Lawrence is coming back in. We've had a rash of technical difficulties this morning, but I'm trusting Mark will be here with the news. And we don't know what happened to SportsCenter 30 minutes ago. He was in the middle of talking sports and he just went away. So I was like,
okay.
I guess we go right to the weather. And so we're getting through a couple of glitches this morning, but you are there and I am here and those two buttons are working. So that's good.
Yes. And fingers crossed, no glitches on my end so far in almost 8 weeks.
There it is. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. She's my girl. You've enjoyed these quarantines now, haven't you?
I mean, I have been loving them, although there have been some that are like, oh, okay, that was all right.
I think we stretch a little bit sometimes. I mean, we're just trying to entertain. Recently, we've formed a group called the Quarantunes, and we've bringing you a collection of song parodies during this quarantine, just trying to bring some light to a bad situation. And I don't know, somebody stopped me in the Kohl's hardware store over the weekend and said, I love those, what do you call them, quarantine songs? I said, Quarantunes. Get the name there? And this guy goes, yeah. He goes, some of them are bad, though. And I go, oh, there's worse. Oh, there's much worse. There's a list
but I
of...
I love Meatloaf.
Oh, but you won't love this one. There's there's rejects out there. Reject Quarantunes.
And I would touch anything with gloves, but I won't touch that.
No, I wouldn't touch that. No. And then there was the Bad Company Feel Like Making Love song, a classic rock song, but it was like, feel like wearing gloves. Well, I personally like
it. You should wear latex gloves too.
That was rejected. And then there was... It was Howard Jones, and nobody even remembers Howard Jones, so much for that wearing mask and gloves song. But then, Air Supply!
I waited too late, and now they're all sold out the gold.
I'm all out of gloves! You see? So whether you like... You know, Laura, whether you like the Quarantunes or not, please remember, there could always be worse.
That's true. There could always be worse.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury. Laura's at home in Elysburg. And the late night TV guys are at home as well, watching Netflix.
Check this out. Netflix is making a new movie starring Mark Wahlberg as a, quote, blue-collar 007. I'm in. The movie is 1 hour of him saving the world and another where he just smokes behind a Home Depot.
94KX, wet your whistle for that 80s and 90s. Memorial Day weekend coming up from around the world in a day. Prince enjoying pop life. Oh, what a great song. All right. Birthday buddy time?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Biter's birthday yeah. buddies coming up in just a bit. Musical birthdays, speaking of 80s, 90s, Jack Johnson is 45 years old today. Why is he called?
I love Jack Johnson.
Why is he called the laid-back badass? Why is that his nickname?
Because of his squirrely personal history.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a John Mayer, kind of wacko?
You got it.
Okay. Jack Johnson, 45. Mark Tico, one hit in the 90s, 51 years old. Toy Soldiers. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Bass. Can I get some Rob Bass? 53 years old. That's 90s stuff right there. And I wasn't ever sure back then if this was an artist or a group. Enigma is 63 years old today. Remember that instrumental stuff with the drum beats?
I do remember Enigma.
The monks chanting and all that stuff.
Yes. I kind of forgot about Enigma, to tell you the truth.
Well, you'll probably catch that this Memorial Day weekend as well.
Hopefully. That would be great.
Those are the musical birthdays, but we like to celebrate the local celebrities, or as we call them...
Biter's
Birthday Buddies! Done well.
With
done
the delay, well. It's hilarious. I know. I'm sorry. It just is.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday to Brendan Pancher. He's 23 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Dan Maddox from Watsontown, 44 today.
Aaron Rice from Middleburg is 44 as well.
Harriet Zen from Lewisburg is 63.
Happy birthday to Jeff Hagenbach. He's 51 today.
Jessica Thompson from Sunbury turns 33.
Lauren Lobianco is 28 years old today.
Madeline Maloney from Icksburg is 34.
Maureen Pagana.
Maureen, what's up, girl?
Hey, the girl, Reenie, who is our girl, Chelsea's mom. Maureen Pagana is 56 today. Wow.
Sadie Stahl from Lewisburg turns 41 today.
Scott Suloff, young Scott. My buddy from Sudbury is 25 years old today.
Cheryl Vrabel from Blue Hill, she's our neighbor, turns 56 today.
All right. Is that it? What's on the other side?
Stevie Joe Wallace from Sunbury.
Okay, I looked at mine and it was blank. I have nobody, speaking of blank, nobody on the text club either.
Oh, well, the last one from our list was Stevie Joe Wallace turns 29.
Okay, you just said that.
And then on the Book of Faces.
Oh, okay, what do we got?
A very happy birthday to Alicia Mack. You know Alicia.
Wow, she used to work here.
Yes, indeed. And then going down the list, Kayla Marlowe celebrates a birthday today along with Dana Walter. Now, Dana, he's our buddy from Spyglass.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We miss Spyglass, don't we?
Oh, I miss Spyglass so much.
Let's get some summer in before summer's over, that's for sure. Everybody's got Fingers a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Now, don't forget to be in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Buddies. Become a member of our text club and text those birthdays. Mm-hmm. Details at WQKX.com.
You could be a winner just like Catherine Reynolds from Millmont last Friday. A winner every single Friday.
That's right. Uh-huh. $100.
Woo! Each and every morning at about this time.
It's Biter's Birthday Buddies! On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura, that's my jam. That puts me in a good mood no matter what day it is.
It has a really happy beat. I love that song.
We need more happy beat music songs, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Tom and Laura in the morning, we try to do the good news at about this time every morning at 7:45. I was watching CBS Sunday Morning. I love that TV show. They did a piece where one band director, picture this, Laura, band director played all 42 instruments in the graduation theme song. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
And he did it.
Wow.
He videoed himself like a Zoom. And so you had 45 of the same guy, or 42 rather, playing all these different instruments and doing the procession music for the virtual graduation. I thought,
oh my gosh,
that guy's amazing. Who the heck could play 42 different instruments? But
an incredibly talented individual.
Yeah. So I'm looking for good news, stories like that. And I found one that's almost as cool, maybe perhaps even cooler. An entire school district in Texas got together, all of their band directors. Now, imagine doing that in Central PA, because we have some really good bands in Central
PA. We really, really do.
So all the high school and middle school band teachers got together, and they spent 3 days, going to every single graduating band member's home to do the fight song.
It's pretty cool that they come all the way down to East Plano just to play the fight song for me one last time.
Anything we can do to help boost some spirits and give them a lasting memory.
All right, ready, boys?
That's it.
It's going to serve as one more facet of closure.
Well, band has been my life for 4 years, so it just means a lot. I feel like I finally got a proper goodbye.
Isn't that amazing? Amazing.
I feel like I finally got a proper goodbye.
Band members had been in the marching band and the concert band and the jazz band, all those bands for 4 years, and they feel like the girl said, yeah, she finally got a proper goodbye. Meanwhile, from Minnesota, a bakery gave away 220 personalized graduation cakes.
It started with me having a crazy idea of supporting our seniors. The kids are losing, I think, some of the best experiences of their life. It found its way onto social media and definitely went from there.
It's sparking a chain of acts of kindness. One small gesture changed a lot of seniors' years.
Well, we went from just doing my hometown to now we're doing 12 towns / school districts, and it's growing up to a little over 700 cakes.
So he started with one cake. It blossomed to 220. Now he's going to other districts, over 700 cakes.
Wow.
For free. This is how good people can be, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, stuff like this, crazy coronavirus stuff, it brings out the best in people or the worst in people. And I am choosing to think it is bringing out the best in all of us.
Well Amazing. Put. Well put. A mailman in New Hampshire felt bad for the graduates along his route, so he handed out cards of his own.
I think it's sad. It's a hard time that we're going through right now, so I wanted to lift their spirits a little bit.
Just because of everything that's going on right now, we haven't been able to figure out plans for our graduation yet. We've lost a lot of our senior year, and just knowing that someone's thinking about you, it's nice.
One of them said that they were next year, they're planning on going to college. I forget where. It's nice to hear back from them, too. Keep their heads up and keep trucking.
The mailman handed out Dunkin' Donuts gift cards to every single graduate in his route. That's amazing.
Perfect.
I feel good now. How about you?
I feel great.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. The greatest American idol of all time, Kelly Clarkson.
She is, honestly.
I just said that for a joke, but you think?
No, I think so. Her and Carrie Underwood, and then Chris Daughtry.
You know what? I mix the two of them up all the time. I say...
How?
Kelly Underwood and Kelly Clarkson. I just think they're one and the same. But
one's brunette and one is blonde.
No, they sing the same. They sound the same. Whatever. But I am with you. With Chris Daughtry was the greatest, and he didn't win.
I know he came in number two, but man, do I love him.
Okay, now who beat him, and how successful are they? Anybody?
Was it Ruben Stoddard?
Yes.
Where's Matt, the news guy? It was Ruben Stoddard.
It was
right?
Ruben Stoddard. And he went on to take a heart attack and eat too many sandwiches. I don't know.
Be kind.
Okay.
Be kind.
All right,
he was a big teddy bear. He was soulful.
Yeah, he was very soulful. But
what happened to Clay Aiken?
Good point.
I did see him on Broadway. He was in Spamalot.
Yeah, and I thought he sounded like too much like Rick Astley, who sounded too much like Michael McDonald. So it was just like...
Oh, there you go.
But... Well, anyway, American Idol wrapped up last night, and boy, it was exciting.
It's come down to this. Arthur Gunn and
Who?
Just Sam.
Who?
Both took a chance, auditioned, and now one of them will be the next American Idol. Here we go.
Season 18.
After the nationwide vote, the next American Idol for 2020 is... Just Sam. Congratulations, Sam, you did it!
No audience, no nothing. It was a weird year for American Idol.
Aw, man.
So Just Sam won.
That fell so flat.
Yeah, didn't it? Didn't it? It was like, and the winner is Just Sam. But the show did wrap up on a cool note. Lionel Richie whipped together a We Are the World thing, which was pretty cool.
I love Lionel Richie.
Yeah. So they put together the top 11 from this year, season 18.
Oh,
and then
cool.
they brought some oldie but goodies back. So, and they all sang We Are the World.
We are the children.
Remember Jordan Sparks? She was in there?
Yes. I love her.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee was in there.
Where's Adam Levine? He's fabulous.
Yeah. Philip Phillips was in there, too. Ruben Stoddard, if you look carefully. And Scotty McCreery. Our own Scotty McCreery was there.
Oh, he was so cute.
So there you go. Another year of American Idol, in case you missed it. I did.
I did, too. Honestly, I fell off the bandwagon. Sorry.
Me, too. Sorry.
Sorry, Matty Ice.
Yeah, news is next. 94KX. Just doing a little jamming. I think we should save music like this for Friday morning. But, you know, just in case you want to grab a fatty and start partying, you go ahead.
Tom, maybe it is Bob Friday Marley. For some people. Maybe they worked the weekend and this is their first day off.
That's a great point.
You know?
Everything has gotten so weird, and so this whole phrase, the new normal, is really insane. But like, when was the last time you and I were normal? Well, 8 weeks ago when we were in the studio together and they thought we'd be dangerous because we're too close together. You know, no plastic bubble here. So Laura went about doing the show from her house. Mm-hmm. When was the last time we had lunch together? When was the last time?
Oh, gosh.
Man.
We actually had a whole weekend of fun. It was the first weekend in March.
Okay, refresh my memory because I don't even remember.
Okay, so remember Ross had the grand opening.
Oh, yeah.
There in the Monroe Marketplace.
Okay, yep.
So I broadcasted live and on location, gave away gift cards. It was a beautiful sunny day, a tiny bit cold.
Yeah.
It was me and intern Nick.
Intern Nick was there, okay.
Yes, and then he helped me hustle up and take the equipment back to the station so that I could go home and get ready for the Evangelical Community Hospital Gala.
Wow, that seems like it was a million miles away.
That, honestly, Tom, is our last sort of pre-virus selfie.
There you go. And that is trending right now on social media. Your last normal photo, it is called. So that would be ours?
Yeah. So our last normal photo, at least on my phone.
Right. Would be.
Is from Saturday, March. What is it? March 7th. Saturday, March 7th.
The Evangelical Hospital Gala.
At Evangelical. It was held at Bucknell University. You and I were dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
And we boogied the night away.
Yes, we did. We had a good time.
Have a nice time.
But doesn't it seem like a year ago or something? Or like whatever?
Do you know what's funny? When I really think about it, it feels like it was 2 years ago. But then it also feels like between then and now, no time has passed because it's been so much of the same.
Everybody stalled. Great point. So check it out on social media. You might want to post up or start sharing photos yourselves. Call it your last normal photo.
I would love, do you know what? Let's post our selfie on the 94KX Facebook page and on Instagram.
Great idea.
And we'll hashtag it last normal photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would love for listeners to share theirs. Like your last picture out at dinner with your family or hanging out with your buds at a bar.
Yeah. Or the last time you hugged your grandma at the nursing home. Well, you know, whatever. Something like that. You know, the last time you played a group sport, even if it was at the local playground, there's 20 of you playing soccer, shooting hoops.
Right?
Yeah, start posting those pictures. That's a great idea. And let's see how much we could generate throughout the day. Sound good?
I love it. Sounds like a good plan.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio, Laura at home in her studio, and the late night TV guys at home in their studios as well.
Some TV news. CBS announced that they are airing a Grease sing-along in June. You can tell TV networks are desperate for content because right after that, CBS is airing a Grease 2 sing-along.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're staying at home. Maybe you're like Laura and remodeling your house because it's fun. You are having fun now. You have to admit it.
I am. Here's the thing. I have nothing to complain about.
Okay.
I get up. I roll out of bed. I walk the dogs, brush teeth, make a coffee, sit down, home studio, good to go.
Do a radio show. Yeah, there you go.
I do a radio show. It's awesome because I get to do it with you.
Thank you.
And then the rest of the day, occasionally I have emails to take care of. Every once in a while, I jump in on a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my day is spent in the confines of my house, which on one hand is really, really hard for me because you know how I love to travel.
You love to get out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, it's given me time to tackle some projects that don't necessarily cost a ton of money because I don't have any right now. But there's sweat equity. So like the patio is taken care of. The office was created for my husband. And now we've moved on to the guest bedroom.
The guest bedroom is next. And these are all things that help make your house a home, right?
They absolutely help make a house a home. A little decor, a little paint, a little stripping of wallpaper, which is the most annoying thing on the planet.
Yepper, I know
don't
that.
Don't put wallpaper up, people. Just don't do it.
It's out of style. Just get rid of it. But, you know, we're both looking at this article, and sometimes, like you said, sometimes the things that make your house a home are not that expensive.
No, a little sweat equity, a little hard work.
I like that, sweat equity. Let's take a look at that 10. It's time for Tom and Laura's Top 10. And today it is the 10 things that make a house a home. Number one, Laura, a good bed.
I have a good bed. Do you have a good bed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have a terrible mattress and a bad bed, it's just going to make you grumpy. Come on, people.
And a good bed doesn't necessarily have to cost an arm and a leg.
There it is. Number two is kind of nice. There you go. Number two is a good one. Family photos. Put them up. Come on.
Hang the pics. And if you want to change them all the time, do like I did. I have this string thing that I just print them out and clip them up on.
Yes.
And then I can print more and change them.
There you go. Number three, having your own spot on the couch. I mean, that.
I don't.
No, the dogs took over the couch.
Exactly.
Okay.
The dogs are there now. They're both snoozing.
I like having my own place to sit. Like, you know, and it's really kind of funny because when guests come over, you're like looking and you're like,
That's my spot.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about the guests right now, but yeah, have your own spot on the couch. Here's kind
four.
Of, yeah, it's kind of
this
soft
nice.
And fuzzy. Go ahead.
The memories that you've made there.
That definitely makes a house home. Number five, you got to have your food. You're from the coal region. You got to eat.
You need
right?
some snacks.
That's right. You got to have a fridge with food in it. Good. Number
Mine's
six.
In the basement.
Yeah. Yeah, number six.
A bookshelf filled with your favorite books, which, thanks to the newly renovated office, I have.
There it is. Number seven, you always get at Laura's house, mine as well, the smell of fresh cooking.
Mm. I've really gotten into bread baking with all this time at home.
Yeah. You walk in the house, too, and it's like,
so good.
Yeah.
This one is like almost a guilty pleasure, and it's amazing.
Okay, go ahead.
Freshly washed sheets.
Yes, that's number eight on our top 10 list. When you crawl into bed at night and the sheets are fresh, doesn't it feel great?
It really does.
Number nine is location. Now, you know, it's one of them things. I mean, the location of your house can make it a home. You know what I mean?
I also feel like it doesn't matter the location because mm-hmm. home is where your heart is.
Yeah, just lock the doors, depending on location.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And number 10, you're experimenting with because you're repainting rooms, having plenty of natural light.
I do love my relatively new-to-me house because there are a ton of windows.
Yes, and it's very... I love houses with a lot of windows because of that natural light. A few things that didn't make the list, which is kind of funny, refrigerator magnets. Right? It seems simple. But
my husband and I collect those from places we've been.
There you go.
I'm serious. It
seems silly. How about a welcome mat? Do you have one out front? It's important.
We have two.
All right.
One for the side, one for the front.
And the third one is so mean, it's embarrassing. Owning a really big TV.
What did you do with that stimulus check there, Tommy?
I got a TV that looks like it was stolen from a drive-in.
And it was.
I think it was. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down. Boy, that song, UB40 with the old Elvis remake, that'll get you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend coming up, starting Friday at 3 p.m. right through Memorial Day weekend. Hard to believe it's Memorial Day weekend already. Wow.
You took the words out of my mouth, Tom. I cannot believe that in a week it's Memorial Day.
You know, and I can't believe that we've skipped prom season and now we're in high school graduation season, and there just isn't a season this year. It's sad. That's
it
so
really
sad.
Is. Again, I just feel like I posted that picture of us from the gala from March 7th. It feels like 17 years ago, but it also feels like 17 minutes ago.
Hashtag our last normal photo.
Right?
Please participate on social media with Tom and Laura. You know, there is something we're doing for the class of 2020, though, and I'm really proud of this. 94KX honoring all graduates, no matter what school you went with. We're highlighting the graduating seniors, and, you know, they're not getting that traditional ceremony, so we're giving them one on Facebook throughout the month of May and June, and also here and there some videos, which would be pretty cool, too. So help by watching these videos, going to our Facebook, liking and sharing, and... best wishes, right? I mean, wow.
Absolutely. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors for helping us get those seniors' names out there. Oberdorf Carpet One, Florin Home, Susquehanna Community Bank, Steininger's Laundry, Groninger Insurance, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Surplus Outlet, Maxwell Deal Insurance, and of course the Shuck Law Offices. We are listing every single senior's name from all of the area schools, and it's awesome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Chad Evans on the way next. The always scary sound of Billie Eilish. That song is so cool and so spooky and so weird.
I love everything that she does.
So do I.
I really do.
And the video for that song even scarier. But nonetheless, something on the positive side. We like to do the good news here with Tom and Laura. We also came up with a way of wrapping up the show since pandemic struck with a thought for the day that's always been on the positive side. What'd you dig up today? Like some paint swatches?
No.
Some potted plants?
Also, ask me halfway through the week. The KX quote of the day might reflect, like, motivating yourself to finish a project.
Oh, okay. We might
that'll,
need that.
That'll be, like, my Wednesday.
What did my dad used to say?
No, today is all about grace and second chances. Are you ready?
There you go. All right, go ahead.
Grace is the cargo train that distributes into my life and our lives all the good and beautiful things that are unearnable. Forgiveness, mercy, endless second chances, the goodwill of those who could write us off, the sun rising each day, a perfect peach in summer, and of course, love.
There it is. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. See you, Tommy.
See ya. Bye-bye.